Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Welcome back to another episode of The Truth About You. I've just noticed how creaky my chair is, and I probably need to look at that, don't I? I want to talk today about something that I have been both noticing a lot of in my clients, in those around me, in my personal world, and also in me. And that thing is this experience of stuckness or feeling stuck. I know that probably everyone listening to this will be able to relate to feeling stuck at some point in their life. You know, when it feels like you're you're spinning your wheels, you're sort of stuck in the mud. There's a phrase I am heard to use quite a lot when I feel like this, which is, it's like wading through treacle. It's a common thing. That's the first thing I want to say. The whole point of the Truth About You podcast is that there's so many commonalities in our experience of life as a human race, but so much of it that we don't really validate or talk about. And so the first thing I want to say is that if this is you, if you're feeling stuck right now, you are absolutely 100% not alone. Feeling stuck is something we all experience at some point. And let's face it, it can be incredibly frustrating. So what I wanted to do today was to share some thoughts, some reflections, some lived experience, some experiences from some of my clients to kind of unpack this whole thing of feeling stuck, being stuck, finding that you are unable to make moves in the direction that you want to make. Let's talk about some of the ways in which we, how do we know that we're even stuck? What does it actually look like, or what does it sound like or feel like? Well, one of the first things that I understand about myself is that when I am feeling stuck, the thing I'll notice is a massive lack of energy, or sometimes some people would call this like drive, a lack of a drive to do new things, things that move the needle, things that take you towards where you want to be, and also sometimes things that you usually enjoy doing. So there's this kind of real lack of motivation, let's say. Quite often that might be accompanied by a feeling of frustration, or in my case, irritability. I might find myself getting pissed off a bit more easily than usual. It doesn't usually take much, but I might find myself really snappy, a bit short-tempered, because the feeling of frustration is so present that I've got like a low tolerance for, an even lower tolerance, I should say, for kind of bullshit, for the little irritations in life that normally I would probably sail through without really paying much attention to. Sometimes when we're feeling stuck, we can also feel a sense of hopelessness, like just not knowing how or whether things will get any better. We can end up feeling so bogged down in our stuckness that the hopelessness becomes all consuming. Like we just don't know what to do first, what to do for the best, which way to turn, which direction to look in. And it can become overwhelming, I think. Sometimes when we're feeling stuck, what we can do is we can start to live a little bit mindlessly as well. So we might find ourselves doing the same things day in, day out, no variation, no excitement. It's like being like Groundhog Day, like being on the treadmill for the sake of being on the treadmill rather than because we're actually present, because we're actually enjoying it. And a big one when we're stuck, and what I see in very many of my clients, is when we're bogged down in the stuckness, when we're like in the trenches, our ability to make a decision, never mind take any aligned action, is really compromised. So we sit in this sort of analysis paralysis or this indecisiveness that only then further reinforces the stuckness. Because if we can't do anything differently or can't decide what to do differently, then we're still in the same place. So if you recognize any of these, then please know that it's okay. Please know that everybody feels stuck in life at some point, and repetitively, in my case, it's quite a normal part of a cycle that we go through. And that there are ways to be with this. There are ways to move through this. There are ways to take care of ourselves as we experience this stuckness. Because what society would have us believe and what our conditioned thinking would have us believe is that if we feel stuck, we've got to fix. We've got to, like I was felt so passionate about that, clap my hands. We must move forward. We must do something different. We must take action. We must get away from this feeling of stuckness. We've got to do, go, drive. And that in itself is completely exhausting. And what's worse is if we are compelled by this drive to fix, and that's our sort of becomes our sort of highest focus, then anything is better than nothing. But what that means is that anything might be the wrong thing. And so, as always, I have a bit of a different approach to stuckness. I believe that it's okay to be stuck. It's okay to feel stuck. It's normal, common, typical, average to experience stuckness. The more we accept that, the more we can tune in to what's really going to be supportive, what's going to help, what's going to help us move through the stuckness. Because it's pointless to pretend it's not there. Don't gaslight yourself with this. It's pointless to pretend it's not painful, because it is. It's daft to think that you can just think your way out of it and ignore how you're feeling. And if you just keep doing, then that's the answer to everything. No, what that ends up with is burnout. And avoiding burnout at all costs can only be a good thing. So let's remember, feeling stuck is entirely natural. Let me just give you some examples of some of the ways that some of the areas of life that stuckness might show itself. So I've worked with a number of people who feel really stuck in their work, be that their sort of salaried career path. You know, they might have been in the same job for ages. The shine's gone off it. There's not much room or scope for development and promotion. And they're really starting to wonder if this is all there is, given how many hours we spend at work a week. Like, I personally believe we should really bloody enjoy what we're doing, or it needs to hold a much higher purpose for us, as in we might not enjoy all of the tasks within our job, but if overall the balance tips in the favour of serving us and serving our way of life, the way we want to live, the choices we want to make, the experiences we want to have, well, then that's all good, right? But for some people that I've worked with, their career has ground to a point of stuckness that is so deeply uncomfortable, it's not sustainable. So there might be stuckness around your career. Equally, I work with a load of people who are growing their soul-based businesses. And in any self-employed business, self-defined business role, there are natural periods of growth. There are natural periods of stability. There are natural periods of instability. There are natural periods of feeling slightly stagnant. I personally don't think any of this is avoidable. I think there's a deeper or a higher purpose that resides in these cycles. So sometimes when we're growing our own business, we reach a point of stuckness because that's showing us that there's something we need to pay attention to. There's something that needs shifting. Likewise, if you are in a relationship and you find that your relationship feels more like routine than the romance that you dream of, or you're struggling to really connect with your partner, maybe that's where you feel stuck. And sometimes it's about, sometimes we can feel stuck just in the repetitiveness of life. Sometimes, and I found myself feeling this lately, sometimes everything just feels the same all the time. And it depends what kind of person you are. Like, I acknowledge this. I personally like variance. I like difference. I don't like to do the same things all the time, although I do like my rituals and my structures and routines. I don't like every day to feel exactly the same. That's partly why I run my own business, because I get to call the shots. I get to do weird and wonderful things that, you know, interest me or feel good. I get to try new things. I'm not tied to that kind of commute 9 to 5, Monday to Friday bullshit that I very carefully and intentionally moved away from. So sometimes we can feel stuck in our inability to access what I would call deep joy. And that's something that I have noticed in recent months. It seems to be a recurring theme. It's almost like, as a nation, society, group of humans, we're doing all right, but that's all we're doing. Like, it's okay. And we do have loads to be grateful for. And we can see that we have loads to be grateful for. But the missing magic ingredient is this need for feeling and living joyfully as much as is possible, because it's not possible 100% of the time. So feeling stuck is natural. We might be feeling stuck in our career. We might be feeling stuck in our business growth. We might be feeling stuck in our personal life and our relationships. There's loads of different ways in which we can feel stuck. But what can we do about it? Because if feeling stuck is really normal and natural and typical and common, and it happens to everybody, but we also acknowledge that no one actually stays stuck forever, then there must be some ways in which we can approach this, right? Ways in which we can support ourselves through any period of stuckness. There's two things I want to say about this. The first is, when we're stuck, as with everything I teach and subscribe to, the first thing to do is to validate your own emotions. So feeling stuck is rarely fun. It's rarely a bed of roses. It's, as we've already said, quite frustrating. It can feel, you can feel hopeless. You can feel like you're wading through treacle in my case. But it is crucial that instead of pretending that's not happening, instead of pretending that you don't have these feelings about being stuck, or maybe even pretending that you're not stuck at all, gaslighting yourself into toxic positivity, it's crucial to validate your feelings. It is absolutely okay to feel frustrated, to feel sad, perhaps even angry about the situation you are in. It's okay to feel all of these things about being stuck. These emotions are just messages. They're just signals from your soul self that something needs your attention. So my first piece of advice in approaching stuckness is please validate your own emotions. Please allow yourselves to feel what you're feeling. Secondly, when we have given ourselves full permission to feel what we're feeling without judgment, then we get to explore and interrogate and understand the message in the stuckness. This is critical. So being stuck happens for a reason. If you've known me for a while, you'll know that I believe absolutely everything happens for a reason. So being stuck might be a sign that it is time to pause and reflect. It might be a sign that you are heading in a direction that doesn't actually align with your truest, most beautiful desires and values. And if that is a suspicion of yours, and I can probably say in 100% of clients that I've worked with who've been stuck, that this is the case, that actually the way they're headed or the way their life is currently looking is so disconnected from who they are at soul level. That's why they're stuck. It's almost like the universe is literally stopping them from heading down a route that isn't meant for them. So how can we start to decode the message in the stuckness? Well, there's no bypassing this, I'm afraid. There's no quick win with it. We do need to take care and take time to be with ourselves. And so for some people, that's going to be probably the most terrifying thing ever, right? How many people can you think of, like I can think of loads, who will do anything to avoid being by themselves in case they have to face their truest, deepest thoughts and feelings? And yet it is that will free us. It is that opportunity for self-reflection, perhaps out in nature, perhaps with your journal, perhaps in meditation, perhaps just sitting quietly and still for a short period of time, that can help you start to unpack where some of these feelings are coming from. Like, what is sitting beneath some of these feelings? Are you dissatisfied and unfulfilled in your work? Are you wanting deeper connection with your partner? Is there something missing in your life that this feeling of stuckness is literally clamoring for your attention about? So self-reflection, self-inquiry, getting still and quiet enough for long enough is going to help us understand the message in the stuckness. And this can take, I want to say, this can take a certain amount of courage, because sometimes when we get still and quiet, we can access our truth very quickly. And sometimes that truth can be quite confronting. Sometimes that inner soul voice is going to be saying to you, listen, mate, listen. The way things are right now isn't right. The direction in which you thought you were headed isn't the direction for you. And if we have built, I don't know, in my case, I built a 20-year nursing and voluntary sector career in order to continue to make a difference in the public sector. Like, I'd poured my whole career energy into working within that system. And then all of a sudden, when I got still and quiet enough for long enough, I realized that actually I don't want to be in that system, that I felt that there was a different direction that I really had a deep desire to take, and that was to be self-employed, to not have the limitations of some of the funding demands that are around in the public sector, to be able to work with whole people rather than just parts of people. And having built a 20-year career on taking my work in a certain direction, it's really confronting to then think, oh shit, maybe that's not where I'm meant to be going. However, I will always say nothing is ever wasted. So that 20-year career, actually, in the fullness of time, it turns out, has been the most incredible, excellent, rich experience that I now bring to all the work I do in my own business. But that doesn't stop our inner truth sometimes being confronting, and therefore it doesn't stop us needing to invoke a bit of courage with this. But if we're stuck and we don't want to stay stuck, we have to do at least one thing slightly differently, don't we? And maybe that is getting still enough and quiet enough for long enough to actually listen to what the message beneath the stuckness actually is. So how do we move through it? How do we gently and with great love and care guide ourselves through this stuckness? The first thing I want to say is please don't rush. We live in such a fast-paced environment and world. It's like we've got all of these solutions at our fingertips, literally within our phone that we carry around and that we're attached to for 24 hours a day very often. We just look it up. We just Google it, right? Let's just fix it. Let's just rush to solve everything instantly so we can avoid this uncomfortable feeling of stuckness. However, what rushing will do, as I've already mentioned, is A, it may take you in a direction that isn't aligned for you, but also rushing will often lead to increased frustration and increased burnout, and nobody wants that. If we're already feeling stuck, we're probably already feeling a level of overwhelm. So to then rush towards something and go headlong into something that we haven't spent enough time really grounding in and really tuning into and really asking whether it's the right thing for us, it's going to push us in a direction that is more busy, more focused on the doing. More rush, 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 strive, 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 push, 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 force, force, force. And you can feel the energy that comes with that, can't you? Just in the way I'm saying it, it becomes a nervous system nightmare. So don't rush. Secondly, be realistic. I have this mantra, and it's this: we can only ever do one thing at a time really well. So when we are looking to move through the stuckness, rather than look at absolutely every single area of our life and create goals around change in every single area of our life, or really massive goals that are so far away from where we currently are, we need to shrink it all down to its smallest, easiest steps. So instead of big goals that can be completely overwhelming, let's choose smaller intentions. So ways of being. Because when we focus on a way of being, we create a bit more space in which we can generate some clarity around the tasks that might need to be done. Everyone knows that multitasking is a mug's game, right? I hope you do anyway. We're not meant to multitask. It's just not possible to do everything really well all at the same time. It's not how our brains are wired, and it's not how we're meant to be. In terms of stuckness, multitasking can actually contribute to feeling even more stuck, because if we've got to turn our head in so many different directions all at the same time, we're going to be creating our own massive tidal wave of fear around that, feeling like we just don't have it in us. So start with really tiny steps that are super easy to achieve. It might be as simple as giving yourself more time every day. That could be about 5 minutes to sit and drink a brew without having to, I don't know, check your emails, reply to text messages, put out the washing, sweep the floor, feed the cat, clean out the goldfish, all at the same time. Like, maybe it's just creating 5 minutes of peace in your day. That is a tiny step you can achieve. Maybe it's as simple as doing one thing each week or day that is joyful, that you do just for the sake of joy. Like, that is its own purpose. Maybe it's reading a couple of pages of a book that you know is going to be a supportive learning experience as you move in your career or as you grow your business. Maybe it's connecting with a friend who you haven't seen for a while. Teeny tiny steps, small actions create momentum, which over time become meaningful, aligned change. Thirdly, I want you to really listen to your soul. So when I say get still enough and quiet enough for long enough, this is what I mean. I've spent a whole weekend, this last weekend, on my own completely. My kids are with their dad. I didn't have anything in the diary. I spent the whole weekend just quietly with myself, allowing myself, giving myself full permission to be and do whatever felt good. So on Saturday, I don't think I got dressed till about 3 p.m. I set myself up a beautiful altar. I did loads of ritual and ceremonial practices. I journaled. I sat quietly. I listened to messages from my guides. I tuned into the energies around me. I did some space clearing in my house. On Sunday, I popped to the gym because I wanted to move my body because I'd sat so still all day Saturday. But apart from that, I didn't leave the house. I took a whole weekend to tune in at soul level. So practices like meditation, breath work, sitting in silence, giving yourself the opportunity to actually hear that internal soul voice is really important when it comes to stuckness, because your soul knows the way always. The trouble is we're so busy trying to think our way out of things, and our thinking is only ever going to be based on the limits of what we already know. So ask your soul for guidance. If you are connected in this way, ask your guides for guidance. Ask the universe to show you the way. But we have to get quiet enough and still enough for long enough to be able to hear that. Lastly, oh no, two more things actually. When we are feeling stuck, we have a real tendency to be more tuned into our inner critic. That critical inner voice tends to become louder. That's conditioning, right? We're not doing well enough. We're not good enough. We should know what to do by now. What are we doing staying stuck? What are we doing being still? We need to get on with it. We need to move forward. This isn't as it should be. We must be failing in some way. I want to flip that. That is not helpful. In fact, it's destructive when we're stuck. It will further paralyze you. What we have to do instead is double down on taking care of what is within and how we're feeling. So pay close attention to those emotions and those thoughts. They're really important indicators of what needs your care, what needs your love, and what might need to change, what the script needs to be instead. Making self-care and self-love a priority in whatever way that needs to look like for you. It's not candles and baths, by the way. It's much deeper than that. Nurturing yourself is absolutely a key to moving through stuckness. Now, I have lost track of the amount of clients and people in my personal world who will not give themselves permission to nurture and love themselves when they're stuck. Instead, they come at it from a very judgmental, very hard, tough line. And what happens? They stay stuck for even longer. They head more rapidly towards burnout, and they reach a point where actually they have no choice but to stop and nurture, because they get poorly, or it appears that out just coincidentally external factors step in that force them to stop. I don't want you to get to that point. So double down on taking care of what's coming up and how you're actually feeling. And the last thing I want to say is, we're all human. We all get stuck. We all know how it is to feel stuck. Like, it is a common experience. It's a shared experience. So when we're feeling stuck, and the thing I know I have had to learn to do better is to find people who can help, whether that's help because they'll listen to me and just let me vent or express myself, whether it's people who I trust professionally, who can hold space for me as I tune in and speak out loud and speak into the universe, or my ideas, or the directions in which I'm thinking I might want to move in, whether it's my family who would just give the best hugs, whether it's my kids who just make me giggle and remind me that life doesn't have to be so serious all the time. Find people who can help you be anchored in your beautiful, soulful, deserving, worthy self. Sometimes this is where I will reach out to mentors that I've worked with before. I may seek to work with a new coach in a particular area or direction or element, maybe if it's business focused. All of those people are available to support you. Friends, family, colleagues, mentors, coaches, therapists, perhaps. Having this support system is absolutely crucial. We didn't come to this planet to be human, to live in isolation, to be completely on our own, absolutely categorically unsupported, and finding life hard. However, I will say, in my own personal experience, reaching out and finding people who can help when we're stuck, for me, is one of the hardest, most uncomfortable things I've had to learn to do. And I would say I'm still on that journey. I am definitely not the best, most practiced, skilled person at asking for help. However, every time I do, it reinforces to me why it's so important. So surround yourself or reach out to people who can support you. It is absolutely pointless in staying stuck and feeling alone in that stuckness. It will only reinforce how stagnant things are. So remember, feeling stuck doesn't last forever. Like, it never does. If you think about the times you felt stuck in your life before, you've literally moved through every single one of them. It is not a permanent state. So validate your emotions, understand the message in the stuckness, take gentle, proactive steps once you've listened in to what the message is, in order to move through it and reach out or connect with people who can help. Remember, this life is meant to be a journey. The stuckness holds purpose. There is something in there that needs your attention. Every bit of love and care that you can give to that counts. I'm sending you so much love. If you do feel stuck, please do send me a message. Send me a direct message on Instagram. Contact me via my website, alinightcoaching.com. don't be alone in this. But one of my free half-hour clarity calls, I used to do a lot of this when I was starting out on my own. I would book a lot of clarity calls or discovery calls with coaches, because just hearing a new perspective or a different perspective could sometimes be the key to unlocking something within me that I needed to see or know. So don't hesitate to reach out. This is what I'm here for. I'm sending you all my love. Have a really beautiful day. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching, or through the sign-up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.